Hello, I'm your host, Michael Lehman, and this is another episode of Behind the Curtain, tips, tricks, and insights into patterns and practices at Microsoft. Today, I'm joined by Scott Densmore, a Wile E. Coyote senior software developer here in Patterns and Practices. And Scott just finished, among with the rest of the team, the Windows Phone 7 guidance from Patterns and Practices, which is code and eventually a book, right?
Correct.
So maybe you want to share a little bit about what was interesting and challenging about that, and maybe tell me a little bit about what you're going to talk about at the upcoming PNP symposium on October the 18th.
Sure. So we started out knowing absolutely nothing about the phone. So our idea was a little bit to take a little bit of a different approach to the phone and include it in our cloud guidance structure. And we said, well, you know, we got a phone. It's great. You can put games on it. You can really do things on the phone. There's a lot of great things you can do with the phone, but it really starts showing your value when you start connecting it to the cloud. And one of those things that we wanted to push was Azure and show people how you could take an existing application that we had from our second guidance on Azure, which included a kind of ISV survey type application, and move that onto and put that onto a Windows Phone experience.
So you basically build a phone client for this existing, you know, website cloud service that you built before.
Right. So we start off going, okay, so what are the services we're going to need? Like, how, you know, we really start at the beginning of, well, we learned a lot about the phone. what's available on the phone? Here's Silverlight, you know, XNA. What's the right choice for when you're making these decisions on the phone? How we can actually connect these services. You know, we started with design of what are the screen layouts? How do we want the application to flow? And then what are the, you know, we have a website already that already has surveys that you can take. How do we want to have that kind of in the flow of the application? So we kind of did some mock-ups and design for that, and we actually have that in the book. We kind of show you and walk you through kind of the everyday, the interesting is the everyday life of these fictional Tailspin developers that actually build this phone application. And we start off like we have this thing where we try to give this guidance in like a 2-month period, where we say we're going to write a book and we're going to build a reference implementation and give you some guidance, and we're going to try and do it in 2 months. It's a kind of a strict goal for us, so that we go, okay, we have just a little bit. But
and how did that go?
And we did well. We went a little couple of weeks over, but you know, it always doesn't end up exactly like you want it. So, but I think it was a good thing. We spent a lot of time testing it on the phone. You know, we started with the beta builds back in about 2 months ago, and moved recently, you know, a few weeks ago to RTM when it hit. And you know, this whole idea of three screens in the cloud is really what we wanted to kind of produce.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really kind of, you know, coming from the phone team, like you could do this through, and actually our app is about three screens and is connected to the cloud. And we talk about what are the services we had to build to put in Azure to kind of push stuff down. We talk a little bit about the different choices, whether you want to use JSON, whether you want to use Atom Pub, you want to use the OData protocol. We actually talk a little bit about syncing and how you can take this information you're bringing down from the phone. How am I going to sync this on the phone? Like, you know, how do I get updates? How do I get deletes? All the different things. And we talk about, you know, in the book, we talk about a wide variety of choices that you could make. And we talk about what the choice we made for this implementation on the actual phone. And then we talk about, after, you know, we go through the mockups and we start building out the phone, we talk about how you do Silverlight. We actually worked with the Prism team a little bit to kind of bring in some of those MVVM ideas. And we actually produced some reusable assets that we pushed back into Prisms for commanding infrastructure and wrapping around to promote the MVVM model on the actual phone. And we talk a little bit about, you know, we talk about a lot of the controls, the pivot control, the panorama control, and how you can use them in different ways, the different landscape portrait, taking pictures, recording voice, all the different ideas that you can kind of, you know, we have all these hidden agendas of like, how can we almost make up things that we want to do to show people how to use to do that on the phone in the context of this application?
Because you wanted to be able to use all the different things the phone has that a desktop doesn't necessarily have.
Right, so like we're collecting GPS information, we're sending it back up to the cloud, we actually augmented the actual cloud application to show you a map. When you collect your GPS information, it'll show you a little Bing map of where you took that survey and different, you know, different ratings and different survey types and how you could load those based on the different survey types. You could get that information from the cloud. You could load the different screens on the phone based on the different survey types. So mm-hmm. a lot of that is how you could build an application for the phone that's a little bit more complex than, you know, a one screen or a Hello World or Twitter client or something like that. So
right.
It really try to drive you into depth about a lot of the features and capabilities of the phone, mm-hmm. as well as good practices about using the phone, how to be a good citizen, you know, battery life, only turning on GPS when you need it, how to save pictures and storing things in isolated storage and those type of things, the capabilities that the phone gives you, trying to use best practices and guidance on doing that on the phone.
Yeah, I think one of the things we tend to do at P&P, like you said, is you talk a little bit about, you know, there's more than one way to get the data down to the phone,
right.
And there's more than one way to kind of figure out how to use the phone, and then there's the, even just because you have an existing website and maybe even some services, you may need to create some additional services in order to be able to support that particular kind of client, which is different, say, than a web client.
Right, because we talk about how do you do authentication, whether you want to use kind of an OAuth authentication or basic authentication over HTTPS. So these two things go together. So there's always the reference implementation of the code, which is all the developers want to see.
Right.
But really, the book is a great resource that goes along with it, because it really takes you through, here's all your other choices that you have. You have Sync framework that's coming from the data team coming out. You have the OData clients that are coming out from the team. You have all these different choices that are going to come to the phone that may not be available for you today. So we kind of go, what's available today? We'll put that on the phone today. But we talk about the things that are coming and what other choices you could make in the future. So these two things kind of go together. They kind of go together so that you can say, here's all the stuff I need to know about the phone, and we talk about it in the guide, and then here's an actual implementation that you could use and look at and see how we actually built this thing on the phone.
That sounds great. So we're 10 days away from the symposium.
Yes.
For all those of you out there who haven't registered yet, there's still time, and we've got some really great speakers, and one of them, of course, is Scott. So tell us a little bit, give us a little teaser why should we come see you?
Okay, well, you'll see a lot of me. We're doing a half-day workshop on Azure. We will have hands-on labs available to talk. If you want to talk about anything about Azure, we're there to talk about it. We've had two guides. We'll be working on a third one coming up pretty soon here towards the end of the year. We'll start that project up. We'll be doing a talk on Azure, and we'll be talking on this Windows Phone plus Azure. So we'll have a lot of Azure and phone stuff from symposium. So these are great new things. Especially if you didn't make it to PDC, come see the symposium. We'll be having the same kind of information coming right out of that, so it'll be great.
Right. It's just the week before, and we've got spots open, even though PDC is sold out.
That's
so
right.
You want to actually meet the people who are working on the phone, like Scott, and we'll have some people from the product team as well, so get a direct connection to those of us here at Microsoft that are actually doing things with Windows Phone, which... next week, Monday, it's a big consumer announce, so we'll
see. October 11th is the big one.
We'll see when we can actually get real phones.
Yeah, we had a real phone, and that's what
a developer phone.
Yeah, we had a developer phone, and we got to play with it. It's a really neat device. I was very impressed with it. I was the things that you can do, and it's easy to build for. It's the UI is totally different from the Windows Mobile before. It's a much nicer device. Literally, once we were done, I registered for a developer account. I hooked the phone into my computer, and I just said deploy. Done. It was done. It was an easy experience. It was fun. I mean, we learned a lot about the phone, and we learned a lot about it. And if you read the guide, you'll go through the same process that we went through, because we kind of tell the story from the point of view of us developing that application. So you'll know exactly what we went through and all the different pieces.
Excellent. And just for those of you who are watching, if you are coming to the symposium, Don Smith and I also have Windows Phone 7 developer phones. We managed to talk the phone team out of them saying it'd be great if we could be carrying around Windows phones. So if you see either me or Don, say, hey, I want to see the Windows Phone 7, and we'll be happy to show you ours. And we'll, of course, have the Tailspin application on there so you can actually... see it live.
That's right. It's running up in Azure, and it'll be running in the cloud, and it'll be running on the phone.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
And that's it for this episode of Behind the Curtain, Tips, Tricks, and Insights into Microsoft's Pattern and Practices.